Thank you and good morning. County residents will get one more chance to add their input into the county budget. The $316 million budget is currently under discussion by the Board of Supervisors, and two public meetings will be held today, the first at 1:30 this afternoon and the second at 6 this evening. The supervisors are expected to approve a final budget at their June 23rd meeting. This year's budget will be about $13 million bigger than last year, and that is primarily due to the projected collection of sales tax revenue from Measure Z, about $8.3 million. Two teenagers got stuck on a rocky outcropping near Indian Beach between Moonstone Beach and Trinidad on Sunday afternoon, and a Coast Guard helicopter was called in to lift the girls to safety. The girls were climbing rocks in a steep and rugged area just above the beach when the 16-year-old fell and injured her arm. She and her 15-year-old sister were unable to extricate themselves due to the injury to the broken arm and the terrain, and when CAL FIRE got to the scene, they realized they would be unable to reach the girls from their location above the beach. A Coast Guard helicopter, which was in the air on a training mission, flew to the location and searched the shoreline in heavy fog before they located the two girls. A rescue swimmer was lowered to the girls, and he assisted them to a location where they could be hoisted to safety. Both girls were taken to the hospital for treatment for that broken arm and hypothermia. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department responded to two simultaneous calls for service on Saturday night after a report of a fire at a garage in a residence on M Street was called in, followed immediately by a call for service at a residence on Beechwood Drive. When firefighters reached the M Street location, they found fire showing from a wood-framed single-car garage with a boat parked in front blocking access. The boat was moved and fire crews were able to attack the scene of the blaze, the cause of which is considered suspicious. The Beechwood Drive call turned out to be a matter better handled by law enforcement, and the responsibility for that scene was turned over to the sheriff's office. Arcata police arrested 43-year-old Eureka resident Russell James Holt on Friday evening after they responded to a call of a burglary in progress at a residence in the 1000 block of 9th Street in Arcata. The resident of the house had returned home to find Holt burglarizing the house, but Holt managed to escape through a second-story window. Police then report that Holt jumped a fence and entered the residence of an elderly couple next door and physically assaulted an elderly woman who tried to flee the house to call for help. Holt fled on foot with police in pursuit, and Holt was eventually run to ground in a culvert near Jolly Giant Creek. He was tasered and taken into custody. Holt was booked on several charges, including assault and burglary. The city of Rio Dell has placed police officer Kevin Harrelson on administrative leave following his arrest on Friday. Investigators with the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office arrested Harrelson on suspicion of domestic abuse and exhibiting a firearm while doing so. Harrelson's arrest was the result of an investigation into at least two reported incidents, including one in August of last year and another in March of this year. Harrelson was booked into county jail with bail set at $100,000. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There is a push underway in Sacramento to improve voter turnout, meant to do so following the state of Oregon's model and to vastly increase the number of voters who can cast a vote by mailing in their ballots. With voter turnout numbers dipping below 40%, a pilot Senate Bill 163 has passed through the Senate and heads to the Assembly, and if passed there, the bill would allow voters in Los Angeles County to request vote-by-mail ballots for a single election between January of 2017 and January of 2018. Lawmakers will use the results to gauge the interest voters have for vote-by-mail ballots instead of going to a polling place on Election Day to cast their ballots. The College of the Redwoods Police Academy graduation is scheduled for Thursday, and 25 cadets are set to graduate. Those 25 cadets are from the Academy's 115th graduating class, and 17 of the graduates have already been hired by various law enforcement agencies. Representing CR at the graduation will be President Kathy Smith, members of the Board of Trustees, and Director of the Academy, Ron Waters. The 116th Basic Law Enforcement Academy class will start again on July 6th. Arcata police officers responded to the 1000 block of 14th Street on Friday after receiving a report that a man suffered a stab wound to his throat. When officers reached the scene, they contacted the victim, who was conscious and alert, He told officers that 25-year-old Lindsay Kaminsky had fled the scene. Kaminsky was located at a nearby park, and she was booked into county jail for assault with a deadly weapon and domestic violence. The victim was transported to Mad River Hospital, where he was treated for his injuries. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.